Okay, Rabosai. There's one detail from this sugya which is very fascinating. In the discussion of why they are not nogin beidusam, the Gemara says, remember, the socher are nogin beidusam because if they win on behalf, their testimony helps the machzik win, then they've already paid their rent. But if they're if they can't testify for the machzik and the ma'arir wins, then he's going to demand more double rent from them. And the answer is, they're holding the rent. They're saying we'll pay to whoever wins, but we have no skin in the game. We have no stake in this din Torah. Okay, great. Okimta. The question is, what's this okimta? Says Rabbi Yonah, this is not just a weird okimta. This is an okimta that can happen in every court case. Just tell the Masik to give the rent back to the Sokrim. Then the Sokrim will come and say, we'll pay the rent to whoever wins. We have no skin in the game. And we're not Nogim Beidusam. Hachzoras, Demeaschiros, works to Machshu them according to Rabbi Yonah. Likewise, in many, many cases in Shas. We won't list all the cases of Edim who have some Negiya and Beidusam. Every time the Edim, some Negiya Beidusam, if the guy's just Mochil or Machshu them the money, he can take away the Negiya Beidusam. Says the Rashba Nadra. So let's just start with Hachzaras Dimei Haschira.
The camera's not pointing to the board.
Oh, good point. One second. I will fix it in a moment. Balik. Camera is not pointing to the board. Okay, it's mesalik negiya. However, it says the Rashba, it is not mesalik negiya. Says the Rashba, there's still nogin beidusan. Not nogin beidusan, it's in. They will win or lose money based on their testimony. At this point, they have the money back. Whatever happens when they testify or not, whether the machzik wins or the ma'arir wins, they're not losing any money because they give the money to the business, says, give it to the rightful owner. But they're no gonna do son because the machzik did them a favor and gave them the money back. They were at risk of losing money, and the machzik did them a favor and saved them from potential loss of money by giving them their money back. Now he says they're misbayish mimenu. It's they feel a debt of gratitude to the machzik. After all, he got them out of the pickle by refunding the money. And therefore, of course, they're going to be biased to testify in his behalf because they owe him one for refunding them the money. Okay, that is the Rashba. The Rashba says they are still nog in Beidusan because they owe him a favor. Okay, the Ritva has a third formulation. The Ritva has a terse formulation here. The Ritva says, he quotes the Rabbi Yonah, not by name. He quotes, some people say that giving them back the money turns them into, in the Lashon of Shas, Nikite Agarvesa, Ra'amri Laman Nosve. And he says, not true, because it's Nire Kinotlin Schar Lahayid. It looks like they're getting paid to testify. It's always hard to tell in Rishonim. Okay, if someone has an intuition, someone has a shita, feel free to follow whatever you think. In my experience, it's always hard to tell in Rishonim when they say nirek and something, when they mean it really is, you know, it's tantamount to, and when they mean it's really okay, just me rabbanan looks bad. You know, so they mean nirek and notan schar l'hayin, meaning they are notan schar l'hayin, in which case on the Rashba side, totally, they're notan may do something we're in. Or does he mean something between? They're really not no gebe do some since the guy gave them money and they were made. It looks like they were paid to be made. So mitzad how it looks, midraban and no gebe do some. So here we're not sure. Okay, it's not crucial. He says nira can notlin schar lehaid, and we're not sure if he means so no geya mamish. Or just nira kinogeya, or nira kapah pipsal. Okay, because it's always hard to tell when we're Nira in the Rishonim if you don't have other clues in the context. And if we're discussing, Nira can mean could mean tantamount or could mean not tantamount, but looks bad. Okay, so we're not sure. We're sure the Rishon of Pasim like the Rashi. We're not sure if you need to be the Rishon or the Rabbanan, but clearly the Rashi and the Rabbi Yonah have a fundamental machlokas here. The question is, what's the yisod of the fundamental machlokas between the Rashi and the Rabbi Yonah? Which clearly, the Nesiva says it very nicely. Whenever you have a machlokas about, you know, whether a certain favor, a certain situation is called Nogea Beidusan. It could be a sort of qualitative machlokas, what the whole nature of Nogea Beidusan, or it could be a quantitative machlokas. Okay, is this a lot or is this a little? And then, obviously, the first one is more interesting to us, but they're both possible. And the Nesivos Gufa has both of these possibilities and says the Nesivos, he thinks, that this has to do with the most fundamental Chakira about Negiya Be'edusan. Here says the Sivas doesn't immediately tie into fundamental Chakira, but he says this is similar to a question he has. What about Notel Schar L'Hoid Mamish? Here, it's clearly not Mamish Notel Schar L'Hoid, meaning no one's getting paid to testify because he's just refunding them rent that they paid to him, but he might or might not be the right guy, so he's refunding. I mean, it would be fair to him to refund it objectively. He's not paying them extra money to testify. But what if you, so the Gemara says the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Lama Dalet of Choshen Mishpat that if someone gets paid to testify, their testimony is puzzle as a knas because you're supposed to testify for free, you're supposed to do mitzvah for free. Okay, that's not our Indian right now. What's interesting that the achronim there discuss is, let's say a guy gets paid to testify by one side. That's a more interesting case relevant to us. If he gets paid by two sides, then that's just a question of, should you do it b'chinam, should you do it not b'chinam, you should do it b'chinam, there's a perhaps a psul d'rabbanan, maybe depends if they're giving you shkar batal or more than that, you know, that's similar to should you get paid for giving shir and bava basra, and should you get paid for being a dayan, et cetera, et cetera. Not interesting to us now. What's interesting to us now is not what's explicitly in the machaber in Siman Lamed Daled. What if one side pays you to testify? That already smells of bias, right? One side pays you to testify. So the question is, if one side pays you to testify, forget about mani b'chinam avtav b'chinam, forget about whether you should do things for free or not. If one side pays you to testify, are you puzzled because of nogea b'davar? Right? Is there sold or rice of nogea b'davar? And that is referenced by the Nesivos here. And the Gitzos brings down a suffix of the Maharib and Leiv. And the Maharib and Leiv says that depends on a famous hakira of all the achronim in the nature of Nogea Be'edus. What is this famous hakira? So the famous hakira of the achronim, the first, I don't know if we're allowed to say, and why you the first person declare the hakira, the original source of this hakira is the Rimigash. It is a Mefurish Rimigash. Basically, this whole Chakir and the Achronim, they go to town on this, is all starts from one Rimigash. First one to analyze this, I mean, he's one of the first Rishonim, one of the earlier Rishonim, says the Rimigash on the Gemara and Daf Mem Heyam Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Mem Heyam Aleph has the following case. If I sell my field to Tzvi, and then someone comes and claims that it was really theirs all along, can I testify for Tzvi that he keeps the field? Okay. And now, if I sold it to Tzvi, what's called Ba'achrayas, that if anyone confiscates this field and proves that I was not a rightful owner, I will repay Tzvi. Obviously, I can't testify. Because if I'm testifying to Tzvi that it's his field, then I'm testifying that I don't have to refund him the money. So that's Pashat. Question is, what if I sell it to Tzvi Shalom Ba'achrayas? Right? I sold it to Tzvi, and I said, no, I'm selling it to you as is. If you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Right? So I don't have to refund him if someone comes and claims it was their land all along and takes it away. Can I testify for tzvi? So the Gemara there says, I can't, because I'm a nogea b'davar. Why am I a nogea b'davar? Because I want this land to be tzvi's. Because if this land is tzvi's, it still has a shibud on it for all my bali chov. And if I borrowed money from someone, the person I borrowed money from can be torah b'luchos, can take it from tzvi to pay my debts. So I'm a nogea b'davar because I want this land to be tzvi's that he bought for me and not to be someone else's all along, so that I can use it to pay my debts if I have a creditor. Of course, what do I care if I pay my debts? After all, if I have money, I'll pay with the other money, because you can't be charged with kuchos if I have money. And if I don't have any other money, then what do I care if I pay the debt or not? Right? It's not my problem. So the answer is, Kitzer says, Gemara, I don't want to be lova rasha v'lo yishali. I'm a nogei of a dover because I don't want to be a Russian who doesn't pay his debts. So again, what's the case? I sell a field to Tzvi. Ozzy comes and says it was his all along. I am not allowed to testify for Tzvi that it's his field. Why? Because I'm going to be able to cover it. Because if Tzvi wins, then my benefit is that when Moshe comes and says, I owe him $100,000 a long time ago, he can go take the field from Tzvi, and I don't have to default on the debt to Moshe. I don't want to be Lova Rasha V'lo Yishali. So the Rimigash famously asked the obvious question. He says, why do we suspect me of lying? What's it? We suspect me of giving Eidos Sheker. I can't testify for Tzvi. We suspect me of giving Eidos Sheker for Tzvi. Why would I give Eidos Sheker? To not be a Rasha who doesn't pay my debt to Moshe. Hold on. Everyone knows a much bigger rishus to give false testimony in court, right? You're violating the ninth commandment. It's a big avera. Then to not pay a debt. A lot of people don't pay their debts all the time. You know, that's part of life. So why would any idiot like go to Gehenna by violating the ninth commandment and giving Eidos Sheker just to avoid the slight impropriety of not paying back their debts? That's his question. And he gives two answers, which is the most fundamental hakira in the book. First answer is, yes, I would lie. Why would I lie? Because, he says, we don't suspect me of making cheshbonos what's a bigger, smaller avera. No, we suspect me of being a Russia gomer who doesn't care about mitzvahs and avirus. Right? Maybe I'm a kofar gomer and I don't care. Maybe I don't even believe in an afterlife. Right? I don't care about doing avirus. Rather, I'd rather it's worth it for me to give Eidos Sheker because everyone will think I'm testifying truly. And in the eyes of people, I'll be good in order to avoid not paying my debt to Moshe, because Be'enei Habrios, if I don't pay my debt to Moshe, I'll lose reputation. And therefore, it's worth it for me to do a big avera of lying to save my reputation in people's eyes and let Moshe collect his debt, because I don't care about what Hashem thinks. I only care about what people think, because I might be such a Russia gomer. That's his first answer.
If somebody gets in trouble, they spend a fortune on a PR firm.
Exactly. I care what people think. I don't care what Hashem thinks. There are Rishon like that. That's his first answer. What's his second answer? Says the Vinigash, there's a second answer. Maybe in a chanami, there's no chash sheker. There's no chash sheker that I'm going to be made falsely in order to be able to pay my debt to Moshe someday. No one would ever think that's worth it. Rather, it's a formal psal. It's not a chash sheker. It's not that practically we think I'm biased and I have incentive to lie. It's a formal psal. After all, I can't be made for my brother, for example, whether there's a chash sheker or there isn't a chash sheker. Right? I can't be made of myself whether there is or isn't a chash sheker. Right? Moshe can't be made for Aaron, even though we all know he's going to tell the truth. There's a psul, you're not allowed to be made about yourself and your family members. Says the Rimigash, you know why I'm not allowed to be made here? Because for sure I won't lie. There's no chance, I don't even know chance I would lie. There's no reason to suspect I would lie, because it's not worth giving false edus just to save myself from being a Russia who doesn't pay his debts. It's not worth being a big Russia to save myself from a chance of being a small Russia. Rather, since I benefited my testimony to see, because I could benefit by paying my debt to Moshe, which will make me feel better, since I get some slight benefit, it's as if I'm testifying about myself. When I'm the gay of a dover, it's as if I am the Baal Dover. When it affects me, it's as if it's about me. That's the chiddush of the second shot of Rigash. Eidos that affects me is ke'ilu eidos about me. And everyone knows I can't be made eidos about myself, even if I have no reason to lie. Why? Because I'm not an aid. You can't testify about yourself. That's a form of soul. That's the Hakir of the Rimigash. Is it a practical chashash sheker that he has incentive to lie, or is it a form of soul? Okay? The Eidah Pirish is built more. That's basically the Hakir here. If we look at a Nogeya being do so, the question is it a chashash sheker? We suspect people of lying if it will benefit them. Or is it ilu meyer al atzmo, meaning he's not really meyer al atzmo, he's really meyer of someone else, it just affects him indirectly. But since it affects me indirectly, it's as if I'm talking about myself. Adam karo etzel atzmo, and therefore there's a formal soul. Again, you could put this as a classic practical versus formal chakira. Said the Rimigash, those are two ways to explain the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei of Lo Verasha Ve Lo Yishalu. And basically, from almost all the Achronim dudes, it looks so fine when he discovers that he actually finds a copy of the Rimigash. But what all the Rishonim, not all the Achronim dudes, either quoting one answer or the other, most of the Achronim only had one answer, because Ramban only quotes one answer, and they only had a Ramban, etc. Question is, which answer do we quote? So, what's Nafkamina? What? Not really much of a Nafkamina, but...
The second answer rejected the Chalal Chashash Sheker, uh-huh. In this case.
That's a great question, which we'll hopefully have time to come back to, meaning... What Ruben is saying is that if I can just turn what you're saying to the other angle, is that it could be to say it's a chashash sheker and there's no form of soul. We suspect you might lie for your own benefit, but there's no form of soul. You're not being made about yourself. It's just indirectly affecting you. Or you can say it's a form of soul and no chashash sheker, which many of them do. No, it's a ke'ilu you're made on yourself, but we don't suspect you of lying. No, we don't suspect people of lying for their benefit. After all, an ohev and a sone is kosher leidos, Gemara in Sanhedrin. We don't suspect you being biased in your eidos. Even people are biased to be judges. We don't expect to be biased to eidos. Or we say, maybe if both are true. In some cases one, in some cases the other. So you're right, we'll try to tease that apart. But clearly a whole bunch of achronim say only this and not this. Okay, what's nafmina one? It's not much of nafmina, it's more of just a hesber. Nafmina one is the hesber of the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, which is the strangest Gemara, because it sounds like we suspect you of lying, we suspect you of a bigger figure of lying just to avoid a smaller figure. So said the Rimigash, this first answer, Rimigash, first answer says, it really is a chashash sheker today shelo lios rasha be'enei habrios. We really do suspect you of sheker because maybe you don't believe in God and you're willing to give false eidos just enough to be rasha be'enei habrios, but you do believe in your reputation management. Or says the Rimigash in his second answer, he says, great lashon. He says, not, at least in this case of Chash, Ella, Kama Damasid Anafshe, Velo Mikri Eidklal. Mikri Eidklal. Let's bring this back to our sugya for a moment. Let's bring this back to our sugya. For a moment, this should have to do with Notel Skar Lahayit. Right? What's an afkamina that Ma'ariv and Leib says? Let's just make a horrible better. notel schar mitzad echad. What if you're a notel schar mitzad echad? Said Marivan Leib, this depends on the Hakira. He knows this Hakira. He says, if the soul is because we're choshesh, that a bias will make you say sheker, then it's mistaber that this Hakira is found in the Marivan Leib at Mitzos. They agree to this analysis. If then you would say, Solda Oraisa of Nogea Veidusa. After all, if we suspect just for some tiny side benefit we suspect you of lying, then we also suspect you of lying if someone gave you money because you owe them a favor. Owing them a favor is also being suspected of lying. But if you say it's a Solda Meido Atmo, then there should be no Solda Oraisa. Ah, it's still sold to Rabbanon because you're supposed to do a Mechina. But there should be no sold to Raisa. Why? Because if you paid me, Reuben has a dintor with Shimon, and Reuben pays me $100 to come be made. He paid me $100, but when I'm made, I'm not made on anything that affects me. I'm made with the Reuben wins or Shimon's. He paid me, I keep the $100 either way. That's why in the Sima, so he goes and get bushed later on. The case was he paid me $100, and I keep the $100. Right, I keep the $100 regardless. I have no, my testimony doesn't affect me one way or the other. If I testify Reuven wins, I don't get more money. If I testify Shimon wins, I don't get more money. I already have $100. So there should be no Solda Oraisa because my Eidus doesn't affect me. That basically, this is a great nafkamina. If the soul don't get it, the practice of the soul is unbiased, you're also biased. One way of being biased is if it might affect me getting $5 somewhere. Another way of being biased is if I owe the guy a big favor. But if you say it's a formal soul that I'm talking about myself, then if Reuben gave me $100 to testify, now I'm not talking about myself. Whatever I testify does not affect me whatsoever. And we don't suspect me of being biased.
But he's paid you to do testimony. Isn't that not a shliach? But he's almost like you're his shliach to do it, and it's almost as the Baal Dover is being made.
No, because I don't think we say that someone who pays makes it shliach and Baal Dover if they don't want it to be. I don't think we go that far. Now, what does that have to do with our sugya? Here's what the Nesivos. This is the Ktos. In Simon Lama Dalit, Sif Dalit, Sif Kut and Dalit, by the rest of this. So, we'll get to it in a moment. What does the Nesivos say? The Nesivos ties this into our Sogya. How about our Sogya? The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. What are Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba arguing about? So basically, he says Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba are basically Notel Schar L'Hayit. The only difference is, notas chor l'harid mamish is at least possibly drabana. Right? Nope, so the raisa, let me just add a little caveat here. Because of the famous drasha called ma'ani b'chinam, I will just, use the nickname of that drasha, that just like Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe b'chinam, we have to do all Torah mitzvahs b'chinam. Okay, we know this is one of these halachas that, what do you call it, is honored in the breach. That a lot of people get paid for teaching Torah, and a lot of people get paid for being dayanim and bezdin, a lot of people get paid for being rabbis of shul, etc. Okay, but at least there's a psul d'rabbanan and bezdin of being paid for eidus. But of course, in our case, why are the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah? So in our case, not shy of psul d'rabbanan. No one's actually getting paid, you're just being refunded the money. So said the Nesivos, this first analysis. Then the Nesivos says first analysis. I have the order right, yeah. Nesivos 1 and Nesivos 2. His first analysis is that their group are arguing about Notel Schar L'Hayit. If Notel Schar L'Hayit is a bias, then you would say, like the Rashba, he's no gay of a Dovar because he's biased. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah say back to the Rashba? He says, I don't care if he's biased. We don't suspect biased people of lying in court. Again, what's the Makar? I didn't put this on the Korah sheet, but it's a somewhat well-known Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, an ohev or a sone is pasul l'dayonus. If we know I like or dislike someone, I'm pasul to be dan them. Why? Because the dayan has to make judgment calls and your judgment is clouded. But an ohev or sone is kasher l'edus. Even if I really like the guy, I really don't like the guy, I'm kasher l'edus. Because we don't suspect, apparently suspect a person's judgment of being clouded. How could it not be? But we don't suspect a person of lying, right? Witnesses don't have to use judgment. They just have to tell the facts. We don't expect someone of lying out of bias. So what's the kaki right here? Bias of Ava and Sina, we're not coaching people to lie. How about bias of more than Ava and Sina? Bias of benefit. Do we suspect people to lie? That's the Hakira. First side of the Hakira said we suspect people to lie to the bias of benefit. Second, Hakira side says no. So what does Rabbi Yonah say? Says Rabbi Yonah, he says, kosher, because we don't believe in bias, because Eidos doesn't affect them. Right? So he wants to say that Gufa Arma Chotvin Yonah Rashi would depend on this Hakira. If you hold that we suspect we're Hoshage Sheker for the benefit, here there's a benefit, because they owe him a favor, and we suspect him of Sheker. If you hold, no, we don't suspect Sheker for the benefit. You saw him no day as just that you can't testify about yourself. Here they're not testifying about themselves. And if not, they owe the guy a favor, but their testimony, the Kamala Hava, does not affect themselves whatsoever. It only affects other people, so it should be kosher. So he wants to say in his first analysis, maybe the machlokas Rashi and Rabbi Yonah is good for this hakira. Then he said in the second analysis, very intellectually honest, this Nesivas, he said it could be that they're not arguing about this hakira. You could be. What's his second analysis? Is that no, they both think someone who's biased is kosher to lie. So what is the what's the second analysis? Is that the Rashba thinks this is a significant favor, and Rabbi Yonah thinks it is not a significant favor. Meaning, maybe they both agree that if the guy pays you money, you'd be biased, respect you of lying. But over here, he didn't pay you money. He refunded you the money that he deserved to refund you. So maybe not only just quantitative, they both agree if the guy did you a big favor, then you're biased and we suspect you of either sheker and your puzzles don't get a dollar. Then almost looks at how big of a favor. Obviously, again, remember the words at the end of Ksubas, right? All these guys who did little tiny favors for somebody who's puzzled with Dayanus, right? I mean, this is not the exact example. I'm using temporary examples. I held the door open for the rabbi and he walked through and then he's puzzled with Dayanus because he's biased, etc. You know, he dropped his pen, I picked it up from the floor, and now he's puzzled with Dayanus. Obviously, we don't go that far. No one's going to say, if I held the door open for you, or I picked up your pen from the floor, you know, or I passed you, I passed you the microphone to speak, that you're going to be puzzled to eat us. That's ridiculous. It has to be a significant favor. So maybe they should argue quantitatively, what's a significant favor? If I give you money that you deserve anyway, think about it. These Sokrim paid me the rent. I'm the Masik. Now it's a question whether I deserve the rent or the Ma'arit deserve the rent. By all ethics, I should refund them the rent and say, look, maybe I deserve it, maybe I don't. I'm refunding you, give it to who deserves it. I'm only refunding them, giving them money that they deserve. Now, it's still nice because I didn't have to, but there are many other might say, that's such a small thing to give someone money they deserve nicely, that's so small, it's not a significant bias. And the rest would say it's a significant bias. That's the secret of the soap, but whether they're arguing a fundamental hakira about notos kardel hard, which they're not going to have a big hakira, or whether they're just arguing technically about where to draw the line and where to draw the, you know, what the quantitative standard is. Some other nafkinas that come up here, the big discussion that the Ktzos gets into in Siman Lama Dalet Sif, Katan Dalet, as well as a few other places, is what about Nogea Lachov? What about a Nogea who's Nogea negatively? Meaning, my testimony, the normal Nogea Beidusso, I benefit from my testimony. That's a classic Nogea Beidusso. What if I lose from my testimony? Is that a psul of Nogea Beidus? What about Nogea Lichobasso. What about Nogea? No, you can switch up the colors here a little just to make it easier to read the board. What about a Nogea Lichobasso, not Lichobasso? I lose for my testimony. If I testify, it ends up affecting some way that I'm going to lose. So is that a problem or not? So this should be a Hashmat Nakamim of this Kakira, which is basically where the Shach starts from. The Shach is a big fan of, among the Achronim, you know, let's put, the Rimigash is the big Rishon on this, and he, Mamish, has an open mind about this Kakira. Any Rishonim have clear opinions about this Chakira, and we didn't go through every Rishon in the world. The Rambam, his formulation, I think, is significant. He says, when he introduced Nogei Be'edus, compared to Esbab, Kol Edus she'anol adam imena, eno me'edba, she'zehu kemeyed al atzmo. Sounds like he's not saying she'chosh denotol l'sheker. He's kemeyed al atzmo. Pasha to the Rambam, you know, for we assume the Rambam chose his formulation carefully.
Because Zion Dollar, the Rambam's is taking over.
That's $9, let's take the other side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, does it say that in the...
No,
the Rimi Gash. Okay, very good. Does the No, the Rimi Gash tell you what to do with the Ramos?
Yeah, he thinks that they talk about different things. When the Edith itself affects you, the Igra Edith affects you, then that's considered Bailat. But if it's more, I would seem direct, I think he's in that time, then it's about
saying it's me, human. Okay, so let's hold that thought for a moment then. Let's hopefully have time to get back to it. Because what's the round of Lashon Tessai and Dalid?
Shari Rotel Hamidim Yad Shem. Rafika Koyada Lion, Shari Rotel Hamidim Yad Shem. He wants a certain.
Such a strong diuk. And maybe therefore he's committed a lot more.
He wants a certain thing, and therefore he's not going to believe.
Okay, I'll leave this. Sorry, because I do need that footnote. I have to buy that Rimi Gash. I really got that footnote. It's a big problem. Because those footnotes are, not just found footnotes. Yes. This is a big Rosh Hashiva, right? Not Rav Moshe Shapiro, but Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Not the big philosopher, the big Lamed.
Ber Yaakov. No, for many years.
Yeah, Ber Yaakov was once like one of the most special places around. I'm not sure if I'm a Kabbal, but I'll have to look at it. Okay, so let's leave that a little bit. Sorry, and we'll try to say things if we can that will address it, if we can indirectly. In any case, the Rambam and Tesbov, I'll look at the very least. Sound this way. Among the Achronim, the Shach is very, very big on it being a Chash Sheker. Why does the Shach think, and the Sma, right? I didn't put the Sma in the chorus. I should have put the Sma in the chorus just for the sake of completion. One place that exposed the world is the Kafkas of the Sma after the Shach. You can't really pick up. I mean, you shouldn't trust that because you don't know what he means by Kafkas. But Tafka the Sma ends up writing the exact same thing as the Shach. I mean, the Sma was the first. Can you do this? Well, with the first page on Shulchan Aruch, any part. Anyway, what about Nogea? Says the Shach. He said, after all, Nogea is only pasul l'chuso. A Nogea is pasul l'chuso. Right? I'm allowed to lose money. As a matter of fact, I'm always believed if I lose money. Odas v'alim v'eidim v'alim, etc. Why would you ever hear that about myself? I'm allowed to testify against myself. I can go to court and be one of two Edom that I worship of the Zara and Chayit Misa. No, I can't testify against myself. Can I testify against my brother and my sister and my mother and my father or even my cousin? No. So obviously it's not a soul of a male asshole, curve male asshole. Then it would be possible both for yourself and again, both pro and anti, both benefit and detriment. But if you say it's a shastekka, that makes a lot of sense. You're really testifying about a stranger. It's just that if we suspect a bias, there's a psal. To make money on bias, no one has a bias to lose money. So that's the Shach's big raya. The Shach's big raya was that since it's pasul l'zchuso and kasher l'chavaso, then It is, and there's those quotes that there's a Ron and Yosef in, you can look it up, and Baba Basra like that. So basically what the Shach doesn't point out, though, is the Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, I didn't put the Rishonim on the cover sheet, but they're all quoted by the Achronim here. The Ran and Yosef, meaning the Yosef quoted the Ran. It's also because Rashi like this a little later on in the cover sheet. Say, but let's say the Ran and Yosef say that their Lashon is very fascinating. You should know, Megev Edus is not like a Karuv. Because he's only Pasul L'schus, but Kasher L'chova. And that works well for the Rashba. Right? So one way is that the Ran, from the Shachri, said the Ran and the Mugay Yosef, Kasher. He's Kasher L'chovaso. And therefore, out of that comes the Shach, who said, that proves that's a Chash checker. Okay. The Shach is a brief house meeting. We'll come back to it in a moment. That's the big base of the Shach. However, there's a Shut Rush, which they quote, who says you're puzzled to be made in the Chavasso. What's the case there? The case there was that there was a town, there were, I don't know, I'm making up a number, 40 householders in the town who paid taxes. And two of them want to be made that the town had previously exempted Reuven from tax. So he says, you can't be made. Because no gamma dover. Because after all, if you may have exempted them, then you're going to have to pay more taxes and it's bad for you. So you're no gamma dover. I get it. If it was just a short rush, I might have interpreted it a little differently. But says the Tzos, based on the short rush, he says, no, there's a short rush who says that you're not nam on the chobaso. So says the rush. Okay. I don't want to get into it because we didn't see the Shulchan Aruch side. If I read it, Shulchan Aruch didn't use the word nogea. I might have said the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean nogea. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean mamish apal dover. Mamish apal dover is possible vein muskos vein chupa. Because after all, if I'm a taxpayer, then maybe I mamish own the taxes, not just affected by it. Okay, but the Tzos seems to assume that we get a nogea b'dover because a taxpayer doesn't own anything; he just ends up paying taxes. Fair enough. So he says basically to Machlokes Rishonim, yeah, there's this random with the Yosef who sound like, and the Mamish lost it. It's not like Korba. It's only possible to cross that Machlok, which is the base of the Shach. And the Ktos says, no, I have a Shulchan Aruch on my side. Based on this, says the Ktos, that it is a formal soul Korob, and since a formal soul Korob, then it makes a lot of sense that Adam Karav Yitzal Atzmo, and therefore when you're a Karav, a Karav is possible, Bein Luskos, Bein Lachova, I can't testify that my brother should win $100 from Ozzy. I also can't testify my brother should lose $100 to Ozzy. Why? Zeres Kosov, a Karav can't testify, even though why would someone want their brother to lose money more than anyone else? It doesn't matter. Zeres Kosov. That's, by the way, my most important say, the sole Karav is Zeres Kosov and not Shash Sheker, because it's possible, Bein Luskos, Bein Lachova. Okay, now, says who else, which other famous Achron does the Ktos quote, who says the Psol Karov? Psol Korva? What? The Ir Shushan. What's the other name for the Ir Shushan?
Lubush Mordechai.
No, Lubush.
Lubush.
It's not Lubush Mordechai.
Oh, the name is wrong.
What? Okay. There's a Lubush Mordechai from... Yeah, right. The model of Moshe Mordechai, or Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron. That's the Moshe Mordechai. That's a modern Rosh Yeshiva risker taker. No, the Moshe Mordechai Yaffa from 500 years ago almost. Right? His name was Mordechai, so he named all his farim, right? But Mordechai Yatsim and Flea Melech, but Bosh Malchus Chelis Bechor, but Tessa Hubgit Olava, Tzachrich Botvi Argaman, but Irshat Salav Samecha, right? So he wrote his parish on Shulchan Aruch and other things. Belvosh Malchus at the beginning of Arachayim. Belvosh Malchus, Belvosh Techelas Vachor is the end of Arachayim. Levosh Ateres Zahav is on Yoredea. Levosh Tachrich Butzva Argaman is on Eben Ezer. And Levosh Ir Shushan is on Choshen Mishpat. And that's quoted all the time, right? We know the Shach, and we only have the Shach, Choshen Mishpat, and Yoredea. His favorite pastime, you know, in the entire world is ripping on the Levosh. His favorite pun in the entire, I assume this is his pun, you can never tell which is him, which is the printer, is he loves to end with, just without even being relating to a shita, v'ha ayin shen lo ayin shen. The Eir Shushan lo ayin shen. The Eir Shushan just missed this marker. Okay, that the Eir Shushan is levavush, right? Next, of course, is why Yehuda Vaisa Ora. The levush Ora is his super commentary on Rashi on Chumash, and he can take it. I think the rest of them are Kabbalistic, so we're not getting to that now. Anyway, right. The Eir Shushan, also, the Kesavos quotes the Eir Shushan, right? I can read it here, I underlined it someplace. The Kesavos quotes the Eir Shushan. One of these Kesavos starts out. The Eir Shushan causes of the Lavishim the Chashim and Lim Shaker. Again, he thinks we're Mamash not Choshim and Lim Shaker. El Lemishon the Adam Karov Eitz Al Atzmo, and then the Shach asked a kash on him, but he really thinks the Ktos goes back and forth many times, but I think you find the main sheet of the Ktos himself, not the is in Lamed Zayin Tess. He says Lamnius Daitin your Iker Kedivri Harosh Bechuva etc. No get ain't no possible Mishum Shaker El Mishum Karov. Okay, so the
Eir Shushan, which is the Lavush. Nowadays, people call him the Lavush. If you're the Shushan, so say it is a soul of Karov.
Agav, once we're adding an Achronim, they quote the Maram Lublin, right? The Ksos Kosov, where would you find the Maram Lublin? Back in the Mar, under the Marsha, the Maram under the Marsha, the Maram Lublin.
Yeah.
Right, they all lived around the same time, the Marshal, the Chacham Shlomo there, and the Marshal and the Maram Lublin. The Maram Lublin on the sugya of Lover Rosh of Lo Yishalim basically mechavin to the whole Rivi Gash on his own and says, well, you can give this answer or that answer. He basically goes through the Rivi Gash, as a slight twist, says, you could say, and he gives the first answer to the Rivi Gash, but nearly, really, and he gives the second answer to the Rivi Gash. So he, in the end, He didn't have a copy of the Gash, Pashat. He just not having to it on his own. But in the end, he also says the Maran Lublin, and this is the Maskana, the Maran Lublin is also this way, and he says explicitly, we'll just call him Maran, this will come back tomorrow. He also says it's a soul of Karov. Okay, now we filled in the Achronim. Let's just fill in some more Nafkaminas. Now, what's the interesting part here? Is, hold on a second. Isn't there a right answer to this? This is not an open Chakira Nafkamina, etc. This is not, you know, an open question. There's a right answer. If I go into Beis Din and I say, I owe Eitan 1,000 shekel, am I Neman or not?
Yes.
What do we call that? Das Valde. So obviously I am them on Lachon. So we can answer our question. So we know who's right. Right? So we know the Shach is right. That's the Shach's main time that he says, the Shach doesn't quote this Ran with the Yossi Ran. The Shach doesn't quote any of the Shonen. The Shach just says, I know I'm right. Right? And based on the Shach, Nicha, because I'm not Lachov. I'm only biased to say that Eitan owes me money. Say I owe Eitan money, I have no bias, and therefore I'm not money. I'd rather, same way that I'm biased, say he owes me money, I'm puzzled. If I say I owe him money, I'm super anti-biased, so I must be telling the truth. Because why would anyone say they owe someone else money if it wasn't true? Okay, how do you get out of that raya for the toast with the email? The bias money that way. I don't know. I didn't look at the Maariv Ben-Leib side. I don't know if he personally has Achra. He's old. He was going through the Tut study. But the Maariv Ben-Leib already was a long time before the Tosafot was bothered by having to answer this question. The Shach even has a brief Havamina that the Tosafot quotes of how to answer this question. Let me just Kasha.
But isn't this is a different case. When you talk, there's a simple case about a lova agreeing that, but here we're talking about other people involved. The person who bought the claim, the guy who doesn't have the achrayus, the other guy is coming to claim. You're going into other people also. Das Baldin is only on himself, not on other people.
Okay, good, good. Let me come back to that in a moment. The Shach, I'm not going to put on the word. The Shach doesn't have me, and then he thinks he's not such a good svar. So it's close to svar. The Shach thinks I'm good. So he said, you know what? I could defend the other tzad maybe by saying a fancy schmancy lumdus that it's a formal psul karo, but it's only called a psul karo if it's for my benefit. Because I'm karo based on lots of people for my benefit. When it's my detriment, then it's not a psul karo. So you could have said, you know, maybe, but he doesn't really like it. I don't love it either. But this is the Havamina in the Shach, is to say that it's a formal psul karov, but only lizchus. Because I'm only karov myself one way, not the other. For my brother, I'm a karov for my brother. Who cares if it's for his benefit or detriment? You know, we're blood relatives. But to say that I'm karov myself, I'm only karov myself. I mean, to say that Nagia makes me karov, Nagia only makes me karov, lizchus not lachova, but he doesn't like that. We're going to ignore that story for now. How do you explain it to Das Baldin? So more than saying, but I'm just going to say perhaps a little more pointedly. What does the Ketosin or Relievan say? They say, no, Hodas Baldin is not regular Eidos. Says the Ketosin, very nicely. He says, you're going to bring me a ride from Das Baldin? Of course Hodas Baldin is not doing Dine Eidos. After all, Hodas Baldin is only one person. You never heard of the Psul Veid Echa? You never read the Chumash? Obviously Hodas Baldin is not doing Dine Eidos. But if you need Aedus, you need two people, right? Now, yeah, how does Baldin beat Mea Aedim? I know the Gemara says Kamea Aedim dummy, but that's not true. If you actually read the Gemara, you see it beats Mea Aedim, right? Clearly, how does Baldin has nothing to do with Aedus, that's separate thing with Yamre. And basically, that's what the Kto says, Kasha does Baldin, he says not Kasha. And that's what Morty's trying to say. He's trying to say, when I'm only losing my own money, that's who does Baldin, it's a separate thing with Yamre. That's not the machlokes between the Rush and Nuka Yosei. They're my machlokes that I'm losing my money and other people's money, and then I have to be a real aid also. That's a machlokes for someone in the Nachmina Chakira. The Nachmina Chakira, I testify about lots of people, and it's also to my detriment. I testify that someone else, and it's to my detriment. That's a Nachmina Chakira. When I only give up my own money, that has nothing to do with the Chakira. That's a different din legamre. So it's not, I don't even run kasha. What do you mean kasha? That's not kasha, says the Ketos. It says that, so it says, on you it's kasha. You want to bring proof from Hodas Baldin that Dina Eidos? You never notice Hodas Baldin is one person and nothing with Dina Eidos? It says, no, and Hodas Baldin, as Morty said, Hodas Baldin is only when it only affects me, it affects other people not. Hodas Baldin is a separate din, not Eidos. What separate din is it? So we're going to come back to this, but I couldn't resist telling you to go to the end of Lama Dal Sagan Dal. This might be the most famous toast in the world, no? Definitely candidate for most famous toast in the world, said Lama Dal Sagan Dal. Not for everything you said until now, for the rest of this sentence. And if Hodas Baldin is a separate din which has nothing to do with Eidos, which the toast seems to have very good points, then what is that separate din? Here is a famous machlokes, Mariban Leif. Mariban Leif says, we did Matana. After all, I can give away my money, and that's why it's better than Aegis, etc. If I want to give away my money, I give away my money. It's Midin Matana. The Ketos brings many rhymes against it. Okay, when we get to a certain funny Rashban, we'll have to see how to respond to those rhymes, etc. You know, this is just something to put in your pocket for a little while from now. The Ketos says, no, it's not Midin Matana. That's crazy. It brings many rhymes against it. It's Midin, a special din of Nemanos, which has nothing to do with Eidos. There's special din of Nemanos that has nothing to do with Eidos. So, what is that separate din? According to the Mahari Ben Leiv, it's Midin Matana, and according to the Ketos, it is a special Nemanos. There's a custom. There's a custom versus Neman to give away their money. Not because they want to give it away some Matana, just special series of custom that modus. Okay, we'll analyze that more. That's not a topic now. That's total tangent from here. But it happens to be maybe even the most famous toast in the world. So it's good to point it out. Now, let's continue along the lines of what we were discussing.
so much so that when I heard Lama Dalla Dalla, I said, what is it doing here?
Exactly. Exactly. So there's a very nice nafkamina, a very clever nafkamina to this chakira. Again, this is not a chakira that like in the 20th century, Russia, Yeshiva, and Lithuania came up with and like found rayas. This is a chakira that is mefurish in all the classic achronim, and even in one place in the Rishonim. And you know, the rest of it, you have to die from Rishonim. But the Nesivus has a very rich Nesivus as this. This is the Nesivus in Simon Lamed Zayin Sukkot and Aleph. Has a very nice nafkamina. He says, what about the following case? You have a guy became Nogea Be'edos in Tafshin Pei. And now I bring Rishtar that he signed in Tafshin Ayin Ches. He signed the Shtar before he was Nogea Be'edos. So what would you say? Since he signed the Shtar before he was Nogea Be'edos, that should be fine, right? If I testify about someone and then I become his brother-in-law, fine, I testified before I was his brother-in-law, right? If you find a shtar for me, you bring out a shtar, and the date of the shtar is before I became his brother-in-law, then it's okay, right? Because Eidim Achsumen al Shtar, okay, what's the only problem? What does the Gemara say? If I'm your brother-in-law for 2 years, and we find a shtar from 5 years ago, then it's fine, you can use that shtar. If I sign the kashrus, if I'm a gazlin for 2 years, and we bring out a star sign 5 years ago, would you trust that? Raise your hand if you would trust that. I'm a gazlin for the last 2 years, but the star sign says 5 years ago. Would you trust that? No, why not? After all, the date of the star is before I was a gazlin. Why wouldn't you trust the star? Anyone?
You know he wasn't a gazlin.
No, trust his kashrus. Adi. So you would trust the shtar, so you're not telling me why not. Okay, I'm going to call your mother and tell her that you're naive. Again, let's review again. Me and my friend, we're both got running together. 2 years ago, we got convicted of grand larceny. We managed to rob the bank. Right? But Rue brings a shtar that Ozzy owes him $100,000, signed by us 4 years ago. So then the shtar must be kosher v'yasher, right? We're ready to pay the money out of it. That they better. What do you mean? What do you mean, Chesed Shachar? I signed it 4 years ago. We signed it 4 years ago. We were honest people then. Who says we signed it 4 years ago? We said we signed it 4 years ago. We're the ones who wrote the date on the star. Maybe we just signed it yesterday and wrote 4 years ago because we wanted to fool people. Meaning God, when there's a shashaker. When there's a shashaker, you suspect them that if they lied in the star, they also lied in the date. So really, it's not from 4 years ago. They were just trying to pull shtick. And how's he felt for it? I'm sending you the bill, $100,000. However, if I'm his brother-in-law for 2 years, that's not a shashra shocker. That's a solo pizzeris apostle. And therefore, we don't think I lied. We just think I'm puzzled. If I wrote 4 years ago, but trust me 4 years ago. I mean, that's the difference between a shashkeker and a formal psal. In a formal psal, if the date is 4 years ago, we trust the date. And therefore, you're kosher. If I'm a liar, then even the date is from 4 years ago. We think the date's almost a lie. Okay? And therefore, I'm puzzled. So great question. What if I'm a Nogei B'Davar? But the date on the star is from before it was Nogei B'Davar. Said the Nesivus, not Kamina, this Akira. Right? He doesn't bring Makaros about it. He just says on his own, narrowly, it depends on this Akira. What about star? Star Shizmano told them, Shanase Nogea B'Davar. Or Nogea B'Duso, let's call it. Right? This Nafkamina of the Nesivus. He doesn't go with covers. He just said, there's a Nafkamina of the Akira. Again, this is a classic Akira already 300 years ago, almost, or whatever, 250 years ago. The Nesivus was saying, here's a Akira and here's a nice Nafkamina. What is he going to say? If you say it's a Shashaker, then it should be puzzle. Because maybe he lied about the loan and the date. But if you're saying, no, it's a formal soul, then it should be kosher because we trust the date. Again, Ruby, don't suspect him of lying. We trust the date. So the shtar was from before the Nagia, and therefore he wasn't made about himself. No, he's made about somebody he had nothing to do with. Later on, he became relevant to himself. That's later on. That's it's a different Indian.
I agree that the Achron will sound like that. You mean the Gash.
Okay, let me come back to it. I still have another half hour. Okay, let's just continue. Here's an interesting discussion, the Machne Ephraim. For some reason, whoever wrote this Makura sheet put the Machne Ephraim on the Makura sheet, but didn't put on the list of Makurot. But I meant that you should look at this Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim is an interesting analysis. I'm not necessarily, maybe it was Ben Shammai, because I'm not necessarily wedded to the analysis of the Machne Ephraim. But here's an interesting question. What if my brother is Nogea the Idusi? What if it's basically Amakaro to the Nogea? What about the brother of the Nogea? Can the brother of the Nogea testify or not? Interesting enough for me. Can the brother of the Nogea testify? The Nogea can't testify. Nogea brings it to all over Shas. Never said in Shas where the brother of the Nogea can testify.
Well, isn't the first one like Machia from
the Ah, so this might, Nirlani is Daiti. Again, he analyzed a little different. So first, let me say my analysis and then his. Nirlani is Daiti, that this might depend on this question. If it's a Shasheker, then we suspect me of lying for myself. We suspect me of lying for our brother. I don't know if we suspect me of lying. Is everyone going to lie for their brother? So says the Machne Ephraim. That depends if we suspect people lying for their brothers or not. Which he says is another machlokes. So basically, if you say, how about Eidos of a Karov of a Nogea? So then, basically, depends if we suspect people of lying to help their relatives. Basically said, says Fed Machrein, there's a guy here, the Psal Kurva a formal psalm, or is the Psal Kurva because of Shasheker? So that depends. If you think people lie to benefit their relatives, then a relative of the Nogea might lie to benefit his relative. If you think people don't lie to benefit the relative, they're not. This is the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim is looking the whole thing is on Shasheker. He's a Shasheker. But I thought there's another side to the issue. If you assume that it's not a Shasheker in the first place, Nagia is not a Shasheker. Shasheker is it being about me. Nagia be almost not a Shasheker. Then it would be nearly me exciting. But why? If I testify and it benefits me, it's like testifying about myself. If I testify and it benefits my brother, it's like testifying about my brother. Because since it affects my brother, if ke'ilu, I am testifying about my brother. Okay, if it's ke'ilu, I'm testifying about my brother, then who cares if I would have lied? I'm possible to testify about my brother. So nearly like it's a formal soul, just like if it's no gain of me, I'm testifying about myself. If it's no gain of my brother, I'm testifying about my brother. Pashut. That it's possible. If the Shasheker, I mean, it's London. I might lie to indirectly benefit myself, but I also lie to indirectly benefit my brother or not. I think it's not going to matter. I'm going to lie as much for their brothers as they were for themselves. And that's the Machne Ephraim just left it at that, yesh lotum. Here's another nafkamina might be this fascinating Rashi, fascinating Marn Sanhedrin. There are many fascinating parts of the Marn Sanhedrin. We're not going to go into all of them. But we'll focus on one line of the Marn Sanhedrin. It's a very funny, this funny Mishnah Sanhedrin. Zeh posel edo shel zeh, right? The zeh posel edo shel zeh, right? The beginning of the third parak. If we're litigants, I can possel your edo, you can possel my edo. Okay, what does this mean? How can I possel your edo? I mean, that sounds ridiculous. You bring two edo against me, I can possel them. I mean, then everyone will win every case in best interest. Say, all right, possel your edo. Obviously, there must be some more specific meaning to the Mishnah. And the Gemara has a few deals what the specific meaning of the Mishnah is. We'll focus on one day. One day is, no, I mamish testify. I get together with another guy and testify that your edim are puzzle. Yet, Rue sues me in court. He sues me for $1 million. And he brings two agents. Let's call them Reuven and Shimon. So I come up to Svi and I say, you should know that Reuven and Shimon are Gazlanim. Okay, so I can passel your agent.
Right, how can I passel your agent? I'm obviously no good. I want your agent to passel so you won't win the court case and I won't have to pay you $1 million. That's like the most poshut negi in the world. So at least Rav Dimi says that machlot v'shtei kitei edim. Shtei kitei edim. Okay. And then even then they go through a few, a few hafaminas. Reuven has two sets of edim. Sorry. Reu, not the same as Reuven, has two sets of edim. He has Reuven and Shimon against me and Levi and Yehuda against me. And what's the case? The case is I get together and passel Reuven and Shimon, but I leave Levi and Yehuda. Now I'm not a Nugevatubber. I passel Reuven and Shimon. I say, I just want to be an honest guy. You should know Reuven and Shimon are Gazlanim. Doesn't affect me at all. I still have to pay because of Levi and Yehuda. Okay, fair, save it. Now the Gemara says, Nimtes Kashnia Korbanu Psul Mahu. Fascinating case. What if I testified Reuven and Shimon are Gazlanim? And I'm not Nugevatubber at all because Levi and Yehuda still convict me. And then it turns out a week later, Levi and Yehuda are also possible. We turned out Levi and Yehuda are closing up soon. Now, going back, am I still in the apostle, Reuven and Shimon or not? Interesting question. Right? There's only one set of witnesses. Can I apostle them? Obviously, I can't apostle them. I'm no gay. I'm making $1 million. No. What was Rami Vasi's question? Nemtzes kashni akrog nepsulim mahu. Amar lehen kvar hi'idu edim arishonem. Ikadamri amar vashi kvar hi'idu edim arishonem. Okay, the Ikadamri just said it. The plaque is very clear. Kvar hi'idu edim arishonem. What's just not clear is, does that mean I can apostle them or I can't apostle them? Then the copy already made it. And therefore what? So that's 2 days in Rashi here. Right? Says Rashi. Kshenimtzeis kashni apsula kvar niskavlo v'kashra seidusan shal eidlo hameidin alpsol v'adayim v'hoim nogeh v'eidus me'achshu niskavlo v'hechshar ne'manim lipsol sarishonim. First day in Rashi is, I'm ne'man to pasul Reuven and Shimon because at the time, I didn't benefit because I thought Levi and Yehuda were there. Lishnach v'inet v'ar yidu eidin v'rishonim kashra shona she'idu v'eidusan shal v'aladinim mehemdi v'keva nishni apsula tzula mipsuli kamay davali nogeh v'eidus v'losham rishon nira. Okay, basically doesn't mean we were already made as apostle Reuven and Shimon and their apostle, or Reuven and Shimon already made it in their kashrut. Okay, and Rashi thinks in the end that Reuven and Shimon are apostle. But Rashi being that obviously they're apostle. So Rashi, there are two opinions floating around in Magensa or Vermeis or someplace that Rashi heard in explaining this Gemara. So perhaps, I'm not promising here, but perhaps that would tie into our Hakira. How so? If you look at it, mitzad chashash sheker, it doesn't really seem to be a chashash of sheker. At the time I passed Reuven and Shimon, I was not benefiting. I have no way of knowing leaving you to be puzzled. So maybe there's no chashash sheker. But if you look at it as, did I benefit myself? I did benefit myself because I made $1 million out of it. So perhaps, I'm very far from being willing to promise anything. I want to carry this on a bit. Can you get the word, please? Yeah.
Is that meaning how they're
even
soul
covered? It doesn't matter. I'm viewing it as a formal soul, it's the mainstream.
Right. Meaning
I hear what you're saying.
You'd have to say that really any person's
I think it doesn't matter how I'm viewing the soul's cover. If I'm being made about a cover, no matter what the soul's cover is, I shouldn't possible.
Right, maybe it will matter, the formal soul, is that like a soul pedus, meaning that my edus is considered as a valid, or is that I'm actually valid? That really, in economy is one guy in court, but every single case is like a class action, like, you know, every single person has a monetary implication. Because Lemaisa, the guy who's no gaya, he has a monetary implication, but not necessarily like directly. Meaning,
but you're trying to say maybe it's a four-old soul. It only fits me, but it doesn't mean everyone who's affected.
You're not literally a harm. You're not literally a harm.
I hear your time. Oh, I think a more fun way than what I was saying, but I hear your time. I'll leave it at that for now.
Something, what does that Nogea have to, like, there would have to be another court case to for his Nogeas to actually come to fruition. Meaning, for example, like, if he loses out on the mice, and somebody else comes going from him, so it's not... Not that like monish the money is like tied up directly in this court.
I understand that's a finish. The finish in that is evil. That's why it's evil, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be a finish. But I think that's a reasonable finish that someone could believe. Okay, we can argue more about it. I'm not sure I'm fully understanding the full sharpness of what you're timing, but let's leave that for now. I'm up to number six, I believe. I believe, rather. What about this case? Perhaps, again, here I'm going a little bit out on a limb. Maybe the case of Rashi, it's not Rashi, it's Gemara Sanhedrin. We just don't know what the Gemara means. Maybe the case is where when there was no Negia at the time, but later it became a Negia. There was no Negia at the time, but later it became a Negia. Perhaps you would say, maybe it should be Kosher, which was the first day in Rashi and Rashi himself. Which is the one that Rashi himself preferred because it flowed better in the lashon of the Gemara, because at the time he had no incentive to lie. Not really, I'm saying maybe you should always say that people have far out incentives to lie, but if you view it as a form of soul, then perhaps you would say, it is possible, which is Rashi saying there, because let's say better. In his mind, he had no incentive to lie. He thought leaving Yehuda were kosher. He had no incentive to lie. But in truth, he did benefit from his testimony because the truth is that Levi and Yehuda were puzzled. So here we have basically a divergence between what he thought and the truth. He thought he had no Negia, but Be'emes he had a Negia. I don't mean that Negia came later. I don't mean later became a Negia. No. What I mean is, let's say this more accurately, maybe a case where exactly where Igloi milsa acharkach the hayanogea. Right? If the igloi milsa later, it only became an ogea later, no one would say it's possible. But igloi milsa after that he was an ogea all along. So if we look at this form of soul, we'll go, I'll leave it to MS, he was an ogea all along. But if we look at it as a shah sheker, then he had no reason to lie. Again, one could say, no, because he said, maybe, you never know, maybe he had inside information that leaving the Hudo or apostle, you never know, but it could very well be, this would be a Nafkamina. The Orzorua goes to town here. There's an Orzorua right there, Alatar Sanhedrin, some tests, the safe Orzorua, goes a million different Nafkaminas. Then he just throws out, like, from no place, like, what if this, what if that? He was just very fascinated by the sugya of the Orzorua. And what are some of the ideas he throws out? I'm not getting into everything, but he says, Lois Barley, I wonder, hey, could have a regular name or high baldin the high, regular name or high baldin the high, a gazlin who codons on my ima heaven. Fascinating discussion of the, you know what, maybe even before we get to the Urzahra, even though the Urzahra is on this Gemara, I just want to point out a tie-in back to our sugya. A loose end that I left loose last time, and I implied that I owed you. Is this Rashi and Sanhedrin similar to any machlokas in our sugya of the Sochrim? I don't mean what we started with. That has nothing to do with it. A case where, like, at the time, like, there's really no reason for them to lie, but it might also be eminent that they benefit from their testimony. That have to do with any shitas or pirushim in our sugya? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Okay. For a model of Sukhan Rabbana, tell me if you think this is a valid analysis. I think this might tie into the Shita of the Rach and Rabbeinu Yonah, which are two separate papers in the Rach and Rabbeinu Yonah, but are similar. They're both similar where they're coming from, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says, I'm dealing with the same gear, so just giving a slightly different shot. And they're both the same basic idea. What are the basic idea of the Rach and Rabbeinu Yonah? That the Sukhan are kosher if, at the time they testify, there's some reason there was no idea. There's two different ekitimtas. How about the ekitimtas of the Rabbeinu Hananel? Says Rabbeinu Hananel. Now, all of these things, you could view as just machlokes in psychology with Rabbeinu Chash Sheker, I admit. But, says Rabbeinu Hananel, when are they eating kosher? How does he read Marzutra? If I bring all tenants who you don't know about to testify they live there 3 years day and night, they're not Nogim Dover because they could have said nothing and you wouldn't have sued them anyway. Right? So here it's seems to be a very fascinating, and this Thurmbon and others disagree with him. Now, Thurmbon seems to disagree for just psychological reason. But maybe the Rach, the Sugyan, what's the case of the Rach or the Rach and our Sugya? Old Sochrim. Who would not have been sued, right? I don't bring the current Sochrim. The current Sochrim, the Ma'arer is going to sue, say, pay me rent or my land for the last 3 years, or, you know, 2 years or 4 years or whatever it is. So they're no good with Dover. They want me to win, so they don't have to pay the Ma'arer rent. I'm bringing the Sochrim from 6 years ago. The Ma'arer is not suing these Sochrim. So, from Representative Shas Sheker, the Rach makes a lot of sense. Rabbeinu Hananel said, what's the Shas Sheker? Why would they lie? No one was suing them anyway. They're past history. So then, maybe it makes sense to say like the Rach, because they have no incentive to lie because he was not suing them. Not just he was not suing them. He wasn't suing the new Sochrim either, but he wouldn't have sued them, right? Says the Rach, Peshal's a Mevinter. He had no way of knowing they're there anyway. Of course, he had no evidence they lived there. If he had no evidence he lived there, how could he have sued them? So they're not no gay of Aegis. Says B. But on the other hand, therefore they're not Nogim Beitusan. On the other hand, you could say no. Lemaisa, they benefit from their Eidos. Really, they benefit from their Eidos. After all, he could sue them. He could sue them. He could perhaps win, right? You never know if he could find Eidim, perhaps. And now they're immune from a lawsuit, right? So perhaps you could say that they're puzzled because they still might benefit from their egos. Basically, what I'm saying is, like, as far as they're concerned, they're not worried about it. They're not worried about it now. But still, they might benefit from their egos. Still, it might turn out they're benefiting from their egos. It's not so crazy to find witnesses who saw who lived there 6 years ago, theoretically. So again, I don't know if this is the analysis. You could say the machlokas or Ramah argued him is just, what are they thinking? Are they thinking they're worried or they're not thinking they're worried? But perhaps that analysis, and perhaps certainly what's very similar to Rashi is the
Revenu Yona Lefi Girsas Hagaonim. What about Sochrim Sheheidu Kodem Ha'irur? Remember how did Revenu Yona interpreted Marzotra? Revenu Yona interpreted Marzotra to mean that they, I rented to you guys for the Reuben and Shimon for 3 years. Say, come testify for me in court that you lived there day and night for 3 years, so I'll have it in my back pocket. But there's really no ma'ara, just in case. Now, a lot of the Achronim ask on the Reuben and Yonah, what do you mean? They're no gonna be a Dusa. Just in case they're gonna be no gonna be a Dusa. Right? And as a matter of fact, in the end, the ma'ara did talk. And they're no gonna be a Dusa. It could be that you can have the same analysis. Kosher says Reuben and Yonah. Because at the time there's no error. When there's no error, they have no incentive to lie. No one's going to lie if they don't think. Now everyone asks them, hold on. I'm bringing them to court because I'm afraid of an error. So aren't they also afraid of an error? And they're, no, I'm afraid of an error, but they think that I'm paranoid. Maybe no one's going to lie because they wouldn't lie if I don't think anyone will sue anyway. But here you might say it's possible because someone did sue and they benefit. Not only that, someone could sue and they might benefit.
But from the Gemara Sanhedrin, how do you see could mean that's exactly the case when we know it happened? It's clear there.
Correct. It's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. These are more cases where, because both of these cases are not exactly, maybe this is more of an Iguaynos Lamafreya, right?
Right.
This could be, the truth is, it can both be more simple. Let me say it a little better. Let me say it a little sharper. Because,
I've got to be seeing the Gemara Sanhedrin that nobody else
is going to question. There, because maybe, really, there is evidence that they lived there. Maybe I'll leave it to Emma, there is evidence.
But if you see the rest on engine, you're not worried that maybe there'll be evidence. You don't worry that maybe the Eden will become bustle until the second Eden becomes bustle.
Ah, that's what you're saying. Ah, okay, but that could just be because apostling Edom is a very rare, uncommon thing, as opposed to this, which are more common scenarios. And here, we already know what happened. Someone really was. Now, of course, you could ask, was he? After all, he's been here questioning. It wouldn't have been Ma'ara, but there was Ma'ara out there waiting, right? So again, these cases are not exactly the same, I admit. But they're similar in that basically Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Yonah are trying to find excuses where they have no incentive to lie. But some might say, I don't care if they have incentive to lie. I mean, excuse me, like, let's say better. Not they have no incentive to lie. They have a little incentive to lie, right? They have little incentive to lie. If they have no incentive to lie, then that's a different. They have little incentive to lie. Okay, here also they have little incentive to lie, but there's always the possibility. So they might just be arguing quantitatively. Would someone lie for a small possibility or a large possibility, or only a strong possibility, a weak or strong possibility? They might run with this. On the one hand, there's a limit to how much, if all, it's a big amount to lie. Remember the ninth commandment? How? It's not going to lie for a small chance. Okay, and even if it's not so, I don't care how similar it is to Rashi. Maybe what they have in common is someone's not going to lie for some small chance of something, right? What I'm claiming is that they wouldn't lie for any far out possibility. But it's still no gave a due son. Of course, what I mean by media and all these things, and all these things, is that it could just be a quantitative machlokes
as to how much or how many scenarios people worry about, even in Rosh. Not long as could be just,
does he think leaving him might get puzzled? Does he not? Does he think they'll find evidence and sue him or not? Do you think there'll be an error or not? Okay, but perhaps that could tie in. Let me just mention the Urzavura, and then we have to end soon. There's a lot more to say. Okay. Oh, no. The end of year, end of semester Hetman. Let's just briefly, okay. The Urzavura has a fascinating discussion. This is a suffix. What if he has always been basically claimed this before the media? What about a fascinating case of, we won't even put all the others, let's just put one. He said this before the media. He just didn't testify. I know, I'm an apostle who's agent. He only has two agents, I'm an apostle then. I've been saying you're apostle for months. Just I never testified because it never came up in court. I've been walking around for months, I'm putting op-eds, I'm putting exposés in Haaretz that Reuven and Shimon are gazlanim. But I never testified in court. Now Reuven and Shimon come to say I owe $1 million. Now I want to come to court and be made. He's masofik. What's the nature of the suffering? I'm clearly benefiting from my testimony. On the other hand, what kind of chashash sheker? I said it before I knew it was no chayavim. Right? So if you look at it as a chashash sheker, then you would say there's no chashash sheker. So I'm kosher. What do you mean no chashash sheker? I said they were gazlanim for months before I knew that they had edus against me. Even, let's say, before the date they claimed to have seen the edus against me, right? So for sure, it's not like I knew it was coming. But if you say it's a formal self, then push it. Because I can't be made about myself. And if I puzzle those edus, it doesn't matter if I've been saying it for months. Meaning, basically, here's proof that I'm honest. I've been saying it for months before it was relevant to me. Okay, it's a shot checker. It takes away the shot checker. The formal soul doesn't take away the formal soul. Okay, another interesting enough community had is, if I puzzle Reuven and Shimon, are they kosher for other court cases that I'm not involved in? L'chora, interestingly, if you say it's a chashash sheker, then we think I'm lying. If I'm lying, then obviously they're kosher edim for the rest of their life. If you say it's because I'm kor mitzal atzmo, then all of a sudden you get tvol din digura. Maybe I'm not neman for myself, but I'm neman for other people. Okay, so that's interesting. Meaning those are all about apostling edim. Right, the Urzavura has another suffix. Right? Are these edim kosher li alma? Let me get back to that in a second. No, because of chashash sheker bepaslusa. Maybe yes, because palkina tibura. Palkina tibura, maybe. We don't believe being a possum against myself, but we believe being a possum against other people. Okay, I want to deal with one or two last things. We'll just have to put on the board very quickly. How about 11? How about a negia she'ein nashal mamon? What about a negia, but there's no money at stake? It's just covered, it's just feelings, it's less than money. Is that still a negia? Let's say Tovas Hana ain't no mammon. I'm going to give a Tovas Hana. Right? And the idea is, do I get to be Gavre Tzedakah and give out Tzedakah and pick which old lady on the street gets it? Which is not worth money. We pass it in a mammon. Says the Shach.
Lover Rasha thanks Sirina and thanks
mammon. The Shach then has to, they have to answer that. Says the Shach. He says, puzzle because Shach Becker. People would lie about things less than money. And says the Marit actually in the end is more complicated. This way it's totally so. He says kosher. Why would I say kosher? That makes sense. Nirlin is daiti. That, why would it be kosher? Again, you could say the same star. Maybe he just thinks people wouldn't lie for something that's not money. But it could be saying, no. If it affects my money that's made about myself, if it just affects my, some nice feeling, that's not called made about myself. The Shach asks, Lover Rosh Lo Yishalim, and the Tzos answers, Ma'arid himself who answers, no, that's really money, so I'm going to end up paying Moshe to not be a Lover Rosh Lo Yishalim, so I'm going to lose money. Okay, that's it. Okay, one last thing, the famous Lomdish Raivit.
The Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel. Okay, what I won't get to is maybe there's Beidinim. Maybe both are true. There's a fascinating Marit in the end, really. And the Sultan sees a hint of this and Shukra. The Sultan sees a hint, maybe they're both true, like we said in the beginning. There's a Shukrashva and Marit at the end who suggest that maybe if it affects me, even if it's not monetary, I'm puzzled. It affects my brother only if it's monetary. You could say it's all psychology. I would lie for myself even if it wasn't money. I would only lie for my brother if it was money. But you could say maybe it's Feidinim. If it's money, that's Ki'ilu Me'elatzmo. So it's also possibly made on your brother. If it's not money, that's only Chash Sheker. And a Chash Sheker, I would lie for myself. I wouldn't lie for my brother. After I just want to end with one famous Lumbish writer, Chayim Kovishal Melech. If someone steals and say someone steals money from the town, without getting to all the different utensils and the details, all the townspeople are puzzled. So who's going to judge? The answer is two guys said, I'm a solid myself, I'm giving up all my rights in this, and then they can judge. Ask the Rishonim, isn't that he lost all the Kastras? How do you answer the question? He lost all the Kastras. There are lots of answers. Tosanita says, that Gemara is only talking about Dayanim, not Edim. There's no soul of Tchilasa with Paschalas by Dayanim, only Edim. Fine. There are a lot of answers. I'm not going through all the answers. I'm just going to mention two answers to the righteous. Right? How about Tchilasa Benegia Visofo Shalom Benegia? It's kosher. Paschalas is kosher. There are many other days. Right? Many other days in Rishonim. Other deos and rishonim that don't have to do with this hakira or that, you know, maybe indirectly. But the raivet has two answers. Basically, the raivet is a remigashtik raivet. He has two answers. He doesn't swear at any hakiras, but the two answers are the two stuff in the hakira. How do you explain why Tchilasa B'Negiya V'Sofo Shalom B'Negiya is kasher? After all, Tchilasa B'Negiya V'Sofo B'Kasher is a puzzle. If when I saw the angels, I was your brother-in-law, and then when I come to court, I'm no longer your brother-in-law, I'm still a puzzle. If I saw the 85 of the Gazlet and I come to court, I do tshuva, I'm still puzzled. So how come here, if I started as no David Dover, why am I kosher? The Rav gives two answers. His first answer is, he says, because it's not a soul, just a chash. A soul that became impossible me forever. But no David Dover is not a soul, it's just a chash sheker. So, but Shach Decker, it's not like Chalot Sol. It's not a Sol Gavra. That's the thing. It's not a Sol Gavra. It's just a Shach Decker. If it's just a Shach, you don't say to me you're a Shach in the beginning. You only have the Shach when I come into court and testify. If I come into court and testify and I'm not okay, that's okay. Second answer to the right is that famous right. This right is very famous. Everyone knows where this right is famous from the Russian Makos. Has to do with the Sugya in the beginning of Sanhedrin and the end of the first record of Makos. The writer, the famous Lumbus, you've all heard this Lumbus, you just don't remember, that's a writer quoted by the Russian Makos. The writer, we lost the writer in most of Shas, so most of the famous writers are quoted by someone else. This writer, we lost the writer here. It's only quoted by the Rashba. Cheating the vet says, doesn't quote it from the writer. He quotes the Rashba quoting the writer. So, said the writer, famous Lumbus, you hit it to the Lumbus, finish the writer, which revolutionized this half of the Sanhedrin. He says that a testimony about my brother, father, or uncle, I'm a soul karov. But if I testify about myself, I'm not possible Adas. I am, give me the Lumdish term. I'm not an aid. I'm mukum Adas. Not the right with Lushan, the Lumdish notes, Lushan. He says, about my brother, I'm a puzzle aid. About myself, I'm not a puzzle aid. I'm mukum Adas. I'm not an aid at all. Why? About my brother, he's the litigant. I'm an aid, but I'm a puzzle aid. About myself, I'm the litigant. I'm not an aid. It's not even a shame aid. Says the right, but therefore, what's enough to me? Not. If there are three Edom who testify, and one of them is a brother, Nimsa Echnikar apostle or apostle. If three Edom testify, one of them is a Baldovar, the other two are kosher. Why? Because two Edom and a brother are two Edom, three Edom, and one is apostle. Two Edom and a Baldovar are two Edom and one non-Ed. Oh, what if three Edom testify, and it turns out that one of them is a monkey? You know, he's a Nimsa Echnikar apostle. He was never Chalos Ed in the first place. Then the difference being a non-Ed and an apostle, says the Ravid. In the second answer, he says, no, it's a formal soul, but I use my right with your soul, which became very popular in Shonen Rahurim, because it's so lovishly attractive. He says, because
Because Valdavar is not a psul, but a hafka'ah, he brings many rites to this yisod, and therefore says the Mishnah Melech, not says Mishnah Melech based on this, but the other nafkamina becomes obviously the Mishnah Melech. This becomes, and with this will end, the nafkamina Mishnah Melech, what about Vimsa Echad Mehem Nogea? What if it turns out that one of them turns out to be Nogea Nogar? Right? So, the Ryan is basically saying, he's saying, Vimsa Echad Mehem Nogea, no problem. Because what would you say here? You would say, Lefi, the Yisod of the Raivid, the rest are Kerem, because he was Mufka. Lefi, Hacholken, Al Haraivid. They are, but the truth is, this isn't a great Nachamina. So maybe we don't need to put a number. But basically, what if it turns out the three ate and one of them, he turned out to be Nogev and Dachar? Well, according to the Raivid's part, then the other two would be kosher, because he's Mufka. According to the people who disagree with Raivid, a lot of them show them disagree with Raivid. Rashi and Tosfos on Hedrin Pasha disagree with Raivid, and in Makos, then it would be one would be Karov. According to this, Yitzhak Ayin, we don't really have a precedent. What if Nimsa Echad Mehem Sheker? Although my intuition is that they would all be puzzle, but Yitzhak Ayin, maybe they would all be puzzle. Because here you're really finding shorish per rosh lana kavom. You're really finding a tremendous moral decay in them. But it's not a formal soul, so yesh lion. Okay, so this it's not a clear enough to mean that because either way it doesn't work out well. It just ties into this. But this Raivid is two answers. Again, there are other technical answers which don't get into our sugya in the Ramban that was on the Makor sheet, in the Tosos that was in the brackets, etc. Okay, but. And when I mentioned that Seydinim, which is didn't get a chance to go on the board, maybe that's similar to what Moshe Shapiro says, if he's justified his vehicle around, which I'm not sure if he is or not, right? He may or may not be correct. I am that. Anyway, okay, this is the famous Hakira that really does flow very, very nicely from the Rebbeinu Yonah and Rashba in our Sugya. As I mentioned, we will now break for Chazara, and I will see you all here back in our regular slot next semester.
2 weeks from
so, correct. And I'll send that out in an email.
But the Yashas is still there. Do I have
it? The MD
says. Yeah, but then he specifically brings it in. He can tell it's also a pass, especially when it's like naturally, it created the also the two of the Catholics, like I think some previous. It's also pretty cool now. You know, well, how's it last food day? It plus will migrate. You supposedly said about that specific
the only, he said the right for the right.
Yeah.
The only reason. Yeah. Oh, hold on a second.
Also, the Arama says.
He gives a totally different answer here.
No, he said that Adam Karavit's laughable, and yet we're still going to say.
Right. But maybe he just doesn't. I mean, that would agree. He just go to the right.
Yeah, it could be he didn't talk to the conference. But remember, we did it with the room about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.